Book 18. The Fight of Odysseus and Iris. There came into the hall a common beggar who used to beg about the town of Ithaca, and everywhere was noted for his greedy belly, eating and drinking without end. He had no strength nor sinew, but in bulk was large to see. Arnaeus was his name, the name his honored mother gave him at his birth. But Iris, all the young men called him, because he used to run on errands at anybody's bidding. Coming in now, he tried to drive Odysseus from the house, and jeeringly he spoke these winged words. "Get up, old man, and leave the doorway, or you'll soon be dragged off by the leg. Do you not see how everybody gives the wink and bids me drag you forth? I still hold back. Up then, or soon our quarrel comes to blows." But looking sternly on him, wise Odysseus said, "Sir, I am doing you no harm by deed or word, nor do I grudge it when men take and give you much. This door will hold us both. Surely you should not grudge the goods of others. You seem a wanderer like myself, but the gods may grant us fortune. Yet do not challenge me too far with show of fist, or you may rouse my rage. And old as I am, I still might stain your breast and lips with blood. Then I should have more peace tomorrow than today. For a second time, I think, you would not seek the hall of Laertes' son Odysseus." Then angrily replied the beggar Iris, "Sure, how glibly the glutton talks, like an old oven woman. But I will do him an ugly turn, knocking him right and left and scattering all the teeth out of his jaws upon the ground, as if he were a pig spoiling the corn. Gird yourself, then, that all these men may watch our fighting. Yet how could you defend yourself against a younger man?" Thus, on the well-worn threshold before the lofty door, they fiercely wrangled. Revered Antinous observed them, and, gaily laughing, he thus addressed the suitors. "Friends, nothing so good as this has ever happened. What sport God sends this house! The stranger here and Iris are goading one another on to blows. Let us quickly set them on." He spoke, and laughing, all sprang up and flocked around the tattered beggars. And Antinous, Eupeithes' son, called out, "Hearken, you haughty suitors, while I speak. Here are goat paunches lying by the fire, set there for supper, full of fat and blood. Whichever wins and proves the better man, let him step forth and take what one of these he will. And that man shall hereafter always attend our feasts, and we will allow no other beggar to come here asking alms." So said Antinous, and his saying pleased them. But in his subtlety said wise Odysseus, "It is not fair, my friends, a younger man should fight an old one broken, too, by trouble. Yet a reckless belly forces me to bear his blows. Come then, all swear a solemn oath, that nobody helping Iris will strike with heavy hand an unfair blow and put me down before the man perforce.